Portland, Oregon has long been a crucible of musical creativity, nurturing talented musicians who have shaped the city's sonic landscape for decades. From intimate jazz clubs to thunderous rock venues, the Rose City has consistently produced remarkable artists who have defined local and national music scenes. Legendary performers have emerged from Portland's diverse neighborhoods, creating a rich tapestry of musical expression that resonates far beyond the city limits. The city's musical heritage runs deep, with musicians like Esperanza Spalding, a jazz prodigy who emerged from Portland's vibrant jazz community, setting international standards. Her groundbreaking albums like Radio Music Society and performances at venues such as Jimmy Max, now sadly closed, exemplify the city's commitment to musical excellence. Oh.
So we're here at the Mekong Bistro. It's May 11th, 2026. My name is Robert Davis, and I'm with my co-host, Michael LeClaire. We are doing an event recording interview of something that Portland Legacy Music has never done before. And we're interviewing a band that has not been playing for 25 or 30 years in the Portland area. So I'd like to introduce my co-host, Michael LeClaire. If you say something there, Mr. Michael.
Hi, I'm Ralph Codamonde.
Yeah, so anyway, so we're here at the Mekong Bistro interviewing Tevis Hodge and James Rossi. And I guess you gentlemen don't have a band name yet, right?
No, this is the first time we played together.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, normally we ask you, Tevis, how did you get your chops and what's your influences and what makes you play the music that you do? Because obviously you're a hell of a good player.
Thanks.
Well, I've been playing guitar since I was about 6 years old.
You're 12 now.
Huh? Oh. I've been playing blues since I was about 13. 12 or 13, since about 2001. Yeah, I've been playing blues a long time, and I got into it through family in a way.
I see.
And I... pretty early on, when I was first into it, I was intrigued with the history, and so I dove deep into early 1920s and 30s blues.
Yeah, yeah.
So right. I dove deep kind of early when I was about 13 or 14.
Yeah. I noticed you were playing a guitar that's a resonance.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, you had two of them. And I think you just play the living bejesus out of them.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love those guitars, the National Resonator guitars.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. How did you come by?
Well, one of them I bought on Craigslist. It's from 1932. And the other one I bought at a store that doesn't exist anymore, but it was in St. John's. It was called Three Tracks Music.
Oh, I see.
So I bought both of them locally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
And that one's from 2008.
So introduce your partner.
Yeah, this is James Rossi. He's a good friend of mine. It's the first time we played together. Hey, James.
Hey, bud.
he's got the voice. he ought to be on radio. You got that voice.
Hey, man. You got any open slots, you let me know.
Absolutely.
Maybe you call in sick, you can call me.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got the voice.
You better move to Nashville.
I've heard that before. I ain't doing it.
Don't blame you.
So tell me a little bit about yourself there, James.
I came out west about 13 years ago and ended up in Portland playing music with a lot of kind of bluegrass folks. I grew up playing the violin as a primary instrument, learning Celtic and classical, and then picked up all the other stringed instruments along the way. Not all of them, but a lot of the mandolin, guitar, bass, and some piano and stuff like that as well. And played all kinds of different music throughout my youth, and especially in my 20s. Came out here when I was about 23 years old, and as a violin player, I got the opportunity, and still get the opportunity, to play with all kinds of different players who play all kinds of different music, from reggae to jazz to blues to rock to even some prog rock, and a lot of bluegrass and country as a fiddle player.
I thought I heard some country in in your fiddle, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And I really enjoy doing all that stuff. My pet favorite these days is something, you know, kind of swinging, whether that's old school jazz or maybe Texas swing. As long as it's got a little bit of looseness in the groove and a little bit of harmonic complexity, then I'm happy.
Yeah. So we're going to play one of your tunes right now. So everybody, take a listen.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, how long have you been playing and how did you get started with your chops?
Well, I was about 10 years old when I went to see, back home in Maine, there's the Franklin County Fiddlers. They're still going.
Oh, wow.
It's an audition-based high school fiddle ensemble, and some of my friends were in that ensemble. They were older than me, and I went to go see them at the Weld Town Hall up there in Maine, I was just a little boy. I was 10 years old, and I really lost my mind watching them play. I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. They had a big group of about 25 fiddle players, cello players, some acoustic guitar and stuff like that, doing traditional kind of Celtic, Americana, and Quebecois tunes. But what really knocked me out is that some of my friends, fellow homeschoolers, took a little set during the set break. They took the set break over, and one of the fiddle players stayed on fiddle, but one of the fiddle players grabbed a guitar. Another fiddle player went on the drum kit.
The cello player
picked up electric bass with a fretless electric bass with a wah-wah pedal. And they played the same tunes. They played the Celtic tunes and stuff like that, but they did them rock and roll style.
Oh, my.
And as a little boy, it was like a, you know, it's like a teenage girl seeing the Beatles in 1962. I mean, I was out of my mind about it.
And my God.
My mom told me I wouldn't shut up the whole drive home. And pretty soon after that, we rented a fiddle for me, and I started taking lessons at the public school. And the rest is history. I, you know, played with...
And so what age was that?
What's that?
What age?
I was 10 when I started, yeah. I picked up guitar a couple years later and started writing songs immediately. So I've always been punching out chords on the guitar and piano to accompany my other side of my musicality, which is, you know, as a singer and a songwriter and song finder of sorts. I've similarly, since I've been out this way, I didn't get to it as young as Tevis, but since I've been out this way, I've met a lot of amazing musicians like Tevis who have an archaeological skill in terms of their musicality, and I've developed a semblance of my own skill in renovating old songs from the 19-teens and 20s and 30s, and just because I saw all my friends doing it and it seemed cool, and I liked all those old songs. So
we're going to play one of your tunes right now, so everybody take a listen. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. So speaking of Tevis, how in the world did you come to meet him, and where did you form this relationship, or should I ask Tevis himself?
Huh? Well, I mean, we've kind of been in the same community for many years now.
Yeah.
You could call them parties, I guess, but they're community gatherings, really.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Tevis used to live. I married a woman who's Suze, who's got this great house that she's been hosting musicians for 22 years at, and I ended up landing there not too long after I got here, and eventually married the lady. But Tevis used to live at that house before
yeah.
my time. So yeah. we've been as soon as I dropped into the community, we've been buds in the community playing music together and. Yeah, he's been part of it longer than I have, though.
Also, notwithstanding, but his wife is also a fiddle player.
It's true.
Oh, is she real? Oh, my God. Keep it in the family.
We've got a great little duo called the Sweet Old Souls.
Oh, my.
You can find us on Instagram.
Yeah, you got to check them out. I'm going to have to go online. You got it online?
We got an Instagram, the Sweet Old Souls.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So tell me some more about yourself there, Tevis.
Well, I've been performing blues since I was about 15 years old. That was in 2004. And I started playing professionally around that same time. I started playing around Portland in 2006. So I guess it's been about 20 years now since I've been playing around Portland. I've had a lot of mentors along the way. Local and regional. A couple of people to note is Norman Sylvester, of course. He's a big mentor of mine.
Gotcha. Yeah. Know that name.
Ural Thomas is another one.
Yeah. Yep.
I used to go down to his house every Sunday and hang out
and jam and play in his house band, basically. And, Baby Gramps is another one. He was kind of a regional guy, played around for over 50 years.
Yeah.
He's kind of retired these days, but...
So really, what got you interested in the genre of the 20s and 30s of the music that you guys play? Because that's really uncommon and quite outstanding.
Sure. I for the regular person, it definitely feels uncommon. But we know a lot of people that are into the old stuff.
It's pretty much all we do.
Yes.
If you make the mistake of showing up with a Beatles song or something at a gig, you might get the side eye. You know, that's a little too modern. You know?
Beatles tune tonight.
Yeah.
Where am I? Hello.
For me, though, I grew up with the Beatles. That was one of my first big influences. And to be honest, I think they did actually set me up and prepare me for what I was in for when I got out here and met this community that is so obsessed with all this old music, because that was what they were listening to. And you can actually hear a lot of, especially Paul's music, you can hear a lot of those old swinging kind of jazzy ragtime turnarounds in like Good Day Sunshine, Martha My Dear, stuff like that. So I was already attuned to it. In fact, I even wrote like a ragtimey swing number when I was like 17 years old and I didn't know what I was doing. But now looking back at it, I'm like, oh wow, that's pretty much the formula for a lot of those old songs. And I was just feeding off of what I heard, which a lot of it was the Beatles. So for me, they kind of got me down the track a little bit.
I definitely grew up with the Beatles as well.
Yeah.
And the Monkees.
Hell yeah.
I like the Monkees.
Yeah.
You know.
Nice.
Yeah. Some good songwriting there.
You know, where I grew up, there was a guitar player named Karam Kapley.
Uh-huh.
And the first Monkees tour, he was behind the curtain playing the guitar. Anyway, there was a song that something about there's no noise when the dream dies. Did you write that tune?
No, I didn't write that song. I'm so sad that I can't remember the name of the woman who wrote it. It's off of, I got it off of the last Bob Wills record in like 1976 or so. And Willie's done it too. It's called Going Away Party. Yeah, dreams don't make noise when they die.
Right.
That's a nice song.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
So what were other tunes that were newer than the 20s and 30s? Because I know I heard of Beatles in there.
Yeah.
Did I do, what else did I do?
And rearranged.
I did a number from the 40s, which is fairly recent for a lot of people we know. And that was a Blind John Davis number.
Oh, yeah.
Good music is going to last no matter where it is.
And I do some Jimi Hendrix and stuff like that. And I also have a band. We play around town, and I'll plug in and play electric guitar with the band. And so that's the Junior T Blues Band, which will be at the Blue Diamond this coming Friday.
Oh, cool.
May 15th.
Oh, you ever heard of Jake Jolliffe?
Yeah, mandolin player.
I went to church with him since... I've known him since he was 12. His dad was professor to my wife in college.
That's cool.
When I was hearing you guys play tonight, man, if Jay walked in now, this would just get off the hook.
Yeah, he's a very, very articulate player. I've heard him play before. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we're going to play one of your tunes right now. So everybody, take a listen.
flirting, mommy, you're the one I'm dreaming of. I ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Yeah. I'm like that corner, in a corner. I don't go nowhere. Why do I care? Your kiss is always waiting. Always waiting for pretty baby. I know.
Thank you.
Portland Music Insider is your all-access pass to the heartbeat of Portland's legendary music scene. Broadcasting straight from the city that's been rocking for decades, we spotlight the local legends who've been making Portland, Oregon sing for over 20 years. We don't just play music, we tell the stories behind it. Through exclusive interviews with long-standing Portland musicians, we bring you raw, real conversations about their journey, their craft, and the city that shaped their sound. Between interviews, you'll hear the music that built the scene, from gritty dive bar rock to smooth jazz, from punk energy to soulful blues. And because the scene is still alive and thriving, Portland Music Insider also keeps you in the know with up-to-date info on who's playing live around town, upcoming shows, and can't-miss performances. If you love real music with real history, tune in and turn it up. Portland Music Insider, where Portland's past, present, and future take the stage.
So, welcome back. We're listening to the interview of Tibbs Hodge and James Rossi at the Mekong Bistro here, May 11th, 2026. So give me a little bit more of why you guys decided to play here and how that happened. I see that there was a videographer here, and he was doing some stuff.
Yeah.
So tell me about it.
Videographer would be my buddy Caleb. He's a good friend of mine, and excuse me, he took some photos that I ended up using for a release a few years ago. Really talented photographer and videographer. But so yeah, I play here at Mekong Bistro every Monday.
I see.
At 5:30. So if you're interested, come on out.
So how long have you been doing that?
It's over 2.5, maybe almost 3 years.
Ah, so you're a regular.
Yeah. And I had something that was a conflict in my schedule. And oftentimes I've been hitting up my buddy James to cover because everybody likes him here.
Oh, I see.
He's a good cover buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you two work really well together. You ought to do that more often.
And, my schedule freed up, and I decided to see if he wanted to play together.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was kind of an off-the-cuff, you know, it's the first time we've played as a duo.
But this is the first time you two have gotten together in the bistro then.
Yeah.
And
have you ever played here before?
Yeah. Tevis had me sit in 3 times in the past, I don't know, 4 months or so, 6 months.
I don't know, yeah.
I think it's been 3 times in the past, like,
eight months.
I can't remember the first time. But yes, I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
But our first time together, which was a great idea. I was happy that he texted me and made that happen because I've always admired his play. And we've been friends, and we play together in maybe a little bit bigger groups from time to time at house parties and stuff. First time kind of sitting down and actually feeling out the vibes that we had a little bit more intimately. And it was interesting for both of us, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's really fun. Yeah.
Sorry, I got carried away with the Bayou Boys for a minute there.
Oh, yeah. Understandable.
Little Randy Newman in the background. Yeah watch out.
Who's singing? Oh, no.
So we're going to play a little Station ID. We'll be right back. You're listening to community-supported KBOO Portland since 1968 at 90.7 FM, 104.3 FM Corvallis, 91.9 FM Hood River, and streaming online at kboo.fm/listen-now. As a listener-supported nonprofit, it's our members who keep us on the air with your ongoing donations. So please continue to support us by going to kboo.com/donate or text KBOO to 44321 to donate now. So we're back interviewing Tevis Hodge and James Rossi here at the Mekong Bistro, May 11th, 2026. So, gentlemen, do you have any parting words or influences or something that you'd like to say that hasn't been said so far?
Well, if you're interested in following us, we're definitely posting online and stuff like that. I have a website. I believe James has a website. My website is tevishodgejr.com. So that's TEVISHODGEJR.com.
And you, Mr. James?
I'm right at JamesRossiMusic.com. That's JamesRossi Music.com.
Yeah.
Well, and you can find me on Instagram at the same handle, JamesRossiMusic.
And some of your music? Some of your songs?
I got some of them on the website. I'm still working on getting my solo repertoire produced the way I'd like it to be produced, and a lot of the music I've done is as a fiddle player for hire for other folks, so you'll find me on some local albums and stuff, but you have a little bit of my original music on the website.
Oh, fabulous.
Same.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, it's been a honor and a privilege to interview you. This
all
is
right.
Definitely unexpected. Michael, what do you say about all different things,
and thank you for an evening of fine music, and
all right.
Enjoyed talking with you almost.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so we will say adios and catch you all later at the next interview of Portland Music Legacy. You're listening to Community Supported KBOO Portland since 1968 at 90.7 FM, 104.3 FM Corvallis, 91.9 FM Hood River, and streaming online at kboo.fm/listen-now. As a listener-supported nonprofit, it's our members who keep us on the air with your ongoing donations. So please continue to support us by going to kboo.com/donate or text KBOO to 44321 to donate now. If you've enjoyed this broadcast of Portland Music Insider, do reach out to KBOO by phone, email, or other means to let them know that you enjoyed this program and would like it to continue. Remember, KBOO is a listener-supported station, and your membership donation directly helps keep independent radio like KBOO on the air. Donate online at kboo.fm/donate.
Portland Music Insider is your authentic connection to the heartbeat of Portland's legendary music scene. Our online radio station is dedicated to honoring and amplifying the voices of musicians who have been shaping the sound of Portland, Oregon for more than 20 years. We go beyond just playing great music. We sit down with long-standing local artists, bands, and performers to share their stories, experiences, and insights from decades of performing in and around the city. Between interviews, we showcase their original music, giving listeners a true taste of Portland's rich and diverse sound. Whether it's rock, blues, jazz, punk, or folk, every track reflects the spirit of a community built on creativity and passion. In addition to interviews and music, Portland Music Insider keeps you in the loop with up-to-date band information and show listings, so you'll always know who's performing around town. For locals and music lovers everywhere, we're your insider's guide to Portland's vibrant live music culture.